how I write. Or perhaps where I write, because it usually starts at the British Library. I've been going to St Pancras, that carbuncle of Prince Charles's 1984 attack on ugly brutalism, on and off for years, even though, in my more imposter syndrome moments, I chastise myself that I'm there for more creative than purely academic reasons. Really, I shouldn't go. I barely know anyone there. Most of the people are half my age. Students are annoying, on their phones the whole time, chatting in a so-called undertone or languidly embracing each other on plein air. Still, the staff are friendly, if you pick the right one, in the right place, on the right day. And the food is awesome, both for its flavour and its price. But as I walk through those reader-only gates, early enough to grab a desk space, I feel as if my work there, the unfinished, non-commissioned novel, is greater in importance than anything anyone else is writing. Once, when I was struggling a bit, a friend told me to get the tent pegs into place first. She could be right. If the muse is playing hard to get, I start with a scene I feel I know better, and if that works, I write another one, and then I join them up. Ideally, though, I write the damn thing in the order it's to be read. And then comes the joy of, well, there's no such thing as writing, only rewriting, evermore, over and over. The previous novel took 6 years. This time, I lingered over the plotline, and that's paid off. I'm polishing the latest draft off now, just under a year later. I lock my MacBook with a sturdy chain, which liberates me to leave the computer unattended, and grab a thinker's coffee during mid-morning break. I love being immersed in this world I've created. I carry it around with me, despite knowing that not one person in the whole building, city, continent, hemisphere, universe, etc., has a clue about what I'm up to. I write in the teeth of an indifferent world because, didn't Picasso say, luckily I can't find the quote, if they tied me up, I would paint with my tongue in the dust of my prison cell floor. Yeah, I'd like to think I would too. Didn't he also used to run around shouting, it's happening, when he was on a roll? Sometimes I feel the same way. I don't shout in the cafe because I might have trouble getting served, but I love the glow I feel when I know for certain that the above paragraph was well aimed. And by about 5 o'clock, I've normally had enough, and I want to go home and be a family man again. But as I queue up, holding out my see-through plastic bag to assure the guards that I've not stolen any of the BL's precious collection, then walk round George III's private library, I doubt he'd have called that a carbuncle, I sometimes find it hard to suppress a smile. Good work, I say to myself, and to no one else. Good work.